The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Let's get a little bit spicy now. Andy Noonan is the founder of Dublin's Big Grill Festival. Good afternoon, Andy.
How are we?
And we're going to talk about hot sauce today.
Yes.
And you're a bit of an expert. You produce your own hot sauce.
Yeah, we have.
You have an array of hot sauces.
I do, yeah. Okay,
we'll see how we go. What is hot sauce?
Hot sauce, so it's basically started as kind of a chili paste. And it's kind of formed itself into, I suppose, sauces. So it's either fermented or it's blended with chili. But yeah, there's a huge array of them. They range from I suppose really light ones to really heavy ones. So like that's kind of a really light one, the Crystals, to kind of something a bit more like a salsa, which is like a jalapeno one, which is green and it's still a bit raw, so it's not fermented. And then you have like kind of an Irish brand like this, a Naga one, which is pretty spicy.
So. Okay, so how do people know when they go and see this bewildering array of hot sauces, which one to go for and what level they're at?
So there's a thing called the Scoville scale, which is Scoville heat units. It's how you measure the heat in hot sauces. So something like a jalapeno, for instance, for that, like that one, that's about 2,500 to 8,000 Scovilles, whereas the Naga or the Scorpion sauce, that's up in the millions. So that's like 1.4 or 2.2 million. So you'll be okay eating that in your eggs in the morning, but you'd want to be pretty hardcore to be eating that on your eggs in the morning. So
okay. And there's been this big explosion in hot sauces. Do I get the impression that kind of being a chili hot sauce aficionado is a kind of a guy thing, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no, I think. Like, actually, we do a chili eating and hot wing eating challenge at the festival, where 10 contestants get up on stage and have to eat a range of chilies that go up the Scoville scale. And actually, past two winners have been female. So, yeah, I think women seem to have a higher pain tolerance with hot sauce than men, from what we can see. But, yeah, I think blokes kind of let it like to feel like they can handle it. But I don't think they can, so...
Okay, there's a guy on YouTube, actually, Sean Evans, you know this guy, and he's carved out this kind of niche in the market. So he interviews celebrities as they eat hot wings dipped in various hot sauces that I think get increasingly hotter as the interview proceeds. So we have a clip of him here interviewing Colin Farrell.
Tell me about was it ghost pepper?
We ate a Carolina Reaper.
Carolina Reaper.
It was the Guinness Book of World Records hottest pepper in the world. Pepper, it was like giving yourself food poisoning. Yeah, like the cramps.
And you were sick for a few hours afterwards or that night?
Yeah, 5 or 6 hours. You know, and just like holding a jug of milk in my living room and just filling my mouth up with the milk.
I'm feeling that fucking.
Do you know what's the most insulting one is under the tongue? You know that bit of the guitar string under your tongue?
Yeah,
that I know bit that one. That fucking hurts like it is now. I didn't think it'd get me that much. This is gonna last a while.
Inhales. Thank you, that's good. I'm good.
See, Andy, he's clearly at a point there where this has gone beyond enjoyable. Like, I mean, is there a certain point there where people are just in it for pain?
There is, yeah. I mean, people just like to prove themselves, I think, with it. But I used to be one of those people, but I have to admit, I can't handle it anymore.
Really?
So, yeah. My tolerance has gone way down. So,
and come here, is it actually dangerous if you go too far?
Yes and no, I believe so. Like, hot sauce has health benefits, especially fermented hot sauce. But yeah, I mean, I have heard stories of burning holes in stomachs and things like that. Oh, but yeah, I think it can get pretty hard on your small intestine. Yeah. So
that's nice. So in terms of then what we can do to, like, I don't know what I'm going to put myself in this pain with the hot sauce, and now I need something to make it go away. So I'm going to drink a pint of milk or whatever. What are the things that actually work?
Milk, definitely. The protein and milk casein basically helps remove the capsaicin from your taste buds, so it really helps. Also, a spoon of sugar helps. Our pint of beer is really good as well. So, water is a no-no. Water makes it worse. It's kind of spreads it.
It spreads it.
So you need the milk is good, because our ice cream is really good as well. So, We do that with people when they come off stage. We give them ice cream.
So
away.
I presume the chili eating competition at the Big Grill is carnage, like, is it?
It's carnage, yeah. Yeah, it's you don't want to walk backstage for that.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. It's the most engaging thing we do there. People absolutely love it. But it's fun. It's one of the things I look forward to most at the festival.
But like, are people like what, literally puking and stuff? And
yeah. So yeah. Luckily we've plenty of medics and ice cream back, so no one's in any danger. But yeah, people are. I'd say they have a fun rest of the evening after they've done that. So. Right. Maybe go home early after.
Okay. Yeah, right off the rest of your day, yeah. Then. Okay. So at home now, when you use hot sauce, yeah. Like I'm imagining you use a bit of it in everything.
Yeah, I have it every day on my eggs. So that one in particular, that's kind of, I call it sort of a table hot sauce. It's a vinegar pepper hot sauce. It's very similar to the oldest hot sauce brand in the world, Tabasco. Which is around since 1868. So that's a very similar one. Crystals, it's from Louisiana as well. Okay. Just vinegar, pepper. Really, not very spicy, but just adds a bit of oomph to eggs. I use it in salad dressings. I'd make spicy mayo and stuff like that. If I'm having tacos or I want to, sometimes when I'm grilling meat, I baste meat in a kind of a hotter one, like habanero. The piri piri one is kind of one you might be familiar with from, you know, Portugal.
It's chicken piri piri.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's a pretty popular one. That's originally kind of an African hot sauce. Made popular, obviously, when you go to Portugal or whatever, it's pretty popular there. But I would use a lot on chicken, actually. Mainly chicken and then eggs as well. So.
And listen, you make your own hot sauce, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We made one during... We basically made one during lockdown, and we fermented it and then we aged it in a whiskey barrel for 12 months and sold 1,000 bottles in 24 hours. So,
okay, and of course, it's all about fermented foods these days, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Would you be claiming that it's good for the gut when it's not burning holes in the gut?
Yeah, exactly. No, it is. It is. And like, you know, it's just salt and chilies, and the salt draws the moisture out of the chilies and you create a mash. And then you ferment that mash, and then just to give it a bit of extra flavour, we blended it with some honey and just put it in a whiskey
barrel. Okay, so take the edge off it as
a little bit, yeah. The sweet definitely really helps. Sugar really helps, but it adds a nice balance to it. And then it took on all the flavours from the whiskey barrel, which was really nice. So.
Okay, so you brought some chilies there.
I did, yeah. I'll hand you those over.
Okay, so we've got...
So you've got... I'll pull them out one by one.
So tell us what the... What the gradient is.
That one's like a padron. And you might be familiar with that.
This is the wrinkly one, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, you know, Spain are pretty popular as a snack in tapas bars. 1 in 6 is hot, but they're not very hot. They're more flavourful. Then you've got a Serrano, which is not very hot either.
This is the long red one.
The long red one, yeah, and the green one as well. Sometimes they're green. The red one's a KN, and that green one in your right hand is Serrano.
Okay,
and
would you be taking out the seeds out of that?
I don't, out of the lighter ones, no. But if you did want to take the seeds out, that's kind of where all the heat is, basically.
Yeah.
And the Serrano's only 10,000 to 23,000 on the Scoville scale. And the jalapeno's even less, actually, which is...
Okay,
which is,
so the Serrano, I should be able
yeah,
to...
You, yeah, you'll be okay with the Serrano.
Yeah, I'm waiting. And here we go. did you bring milk?
I didn't bring any milk, no.
Great, okay. How long have we left?
That one there is the nasty one. That's the habanero. So that's a lot of these hot sauces are made from a habanero I have here. But
okay. That's the kind of bell.
That's the kind of bell
for.
One, yeah, yeah. It looks very similar to a Scotch bonnet, but that's up around 100,000 to 350,000 on the Scoville scale. So you'd feel that one pretty heavily. But if you went up to something like a Carolina Reaper, that's 1.4 million to 2,200 on the Scoville scale, which is
hurts to go and blow your head off.
Blow your head off. But people eat those at the Big Grill, so that's the last pepper, the Carolina Reaper. So.
Okay, what else goes on at the Big Grill? You just keep talking there with this here.
Basically,
so what was that? That was the Serrano.
That
was
the Serrano, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not taking a bite out of this red one here. that would be crazy.
If you're brave enough, yeah.
Okay, took a bit of the flesh without getting
take a bit of the flesh.
Seeds,
just don't eat the seeds, yeah. You'll feel it, but it's not going to kill you.
This is fascinating radio for people. Just wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, grand.
So the burn time.
Grand.
Wait for the burn time.
I'm okay. Colin Farrell, you're worse. You're a wuss, man. That's fine, yeah. So what else happens at the Big Grill?
So we bring chefs from and restaurants from all around the world and Ireland to cook over fire for 4 days. We've over 50 chefs this year, 20 restaurants. We've Little Grillers Kids area, bands, DJs, obviously the eating competitions, which are one of the most more popular ones. We've Base Camp, which is a big demo stage. We've talks, demos, butchery, things like that on it. We have a new drink stage this year, and it's all in Herbert Park. So it's a big old barbecue, basically.
Okay, and not everything is wildly spicy.
No, not at all. No. It's the only criteria for cooking at the event is that it all has to be cooked over an open fire. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm feeling a bit cocky now. So that's the red one, a bit of flesh, and I'm fine. What's the next step up?
I think you should taste the nag out on a tortilla. I think that's, okay. I think that's quick, where we're going next.
I'm looking out to my producer. Is this bad radio? We go with it? Okay, the nag on a tortilla.
So put a drop of that on the tortilla and let's see how you get on.
Yeah, okay. That's too much, isn't it?
No, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to let it spread around a bit there now. It's actually thick, like. It's thick with...
It's viscous, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Tortilla takes the edge off it. I'm fine.
The tortilla is good.
You're waiting. You're waiting, looking expectantly.
It's called the burn time.
How long is the burn time normally?
We ask people to wait 6 minutes, and that's how people start dropping off.
Oh, really?
6 minutes, you're not allowed to have any milk, so that's part of the competition.
Okay, so this is going to continue. This
that might maybe not for 6 minutes, but if you've eaten a load of chilies and you eat the last one, which is a hot one, and you want to be knocked out, you're feeling it now?
I'm okay. So, you know the way, like, I slightly lost the feeling in my mouth? No, that's part of the buzz, I'm assuming, is it? Yeah. And that's... Andy, that's going to dissipate as the day goes on, is it?
Maybe.
Okay. Tongue gone now.
Yeah.
Tongue gone completely. All right. Claire in Dublin texts to say, Brendan, feel the burn of a baby's head crowning and you'll take any hot sauce over that. No wonder women are better at hot sauce competition. I know what this is degenerated into. I have to stop because I need to go to the nearest... milkshake stand. All right, listen, Andy, thanks a million. And the Big Grill is on August 11 to 14, 4 days in Herbert Park.